SBS Audio is supported by advertising.
SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged, and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales@sbs.com.au.
Anda bersama SBS Bahasa Indonesia.
Mencari dan memakan jamur merupakan hal yang populer di banyak belahan dunia. Namun para migran yang baru tiba di Australia mungkin tidak menyadari risiko memetik jamur liar di Australia. Tanpa pengetahuan untuk membedakan jenis yang aman dari yang berbahaya, memetik jamur di Australia bisa sangat berbahaya karena ada yang beracun dan mematikan jika dikonsumsi. Dalam episode Australia Explained kali ini, yang disusun oleh Ciara Pasano, akan mengeksplorasi bagaimana cara mencari dan memakan jamur secara aman dan di mana diperbolehkannya. Mencari dan memakan jamur dapat memiliki hubungan emosional atau budaya yang mendalam bagi sebagian migran dan dapat dianggap sebagai aktivitas sosial bersama keluarga dan teman atau untuk mencari makanan. Christy Barbara dari Sydney mengenang pengalamannya mencari jamur bersama neneknya ketika ia masih kecil di dekat Altona di Victoria.
My grandma immigrated to Australia from Malta in the late 40s. And mushrooming, I think, was one of the joyous things she discovered while she was living in those early years in Australia of the foraging for this free, abundant food that she loved to cook with. These were giant white field mushrooms, and they were absolutely delicious.
Diego Bonetto, seorang lokakarya makanan liar, mengajar masyarakat cara mencari makanan liar, termasuk jamur di hutan pinus di New South Wales. Ia mengatakan, meskipun mencari jamur merupakan kegiatan yang tidak berbahaya, hal itu juga bisa sangat berbahaya tanpa adanya pengetahuan dalam membedakan jenis jamur yang aman atau yang berbahaya.
Edible mushrooms are spread out all over Australia, and there is a number of species which are much appreciated by specific cultural pockets, like the pine mushrooms, the Polish, the Russians, and the Italians, as example. The field mushrooms for the farmers, all farmers of Australia, they know about field mushrooms, and so forth. Now, to go out and harvest edible mushrooms is something that you do in knowledge, because the risk involved.
Profesor Brett Summerell adalah kepala ilmuwan dan direktur sains pendidikan dan konservasi di Institute Science Botani Australia di Botanic Garden Sydney. Ia mengatakan mengidentifikasi spesies jamur yang dapat dimakan di Australia memerlukan kehati-hatian dan keahlian.
The risk is that some of the mushrooms in Australia would be quite different from those that you might see in other parts of the world. So some are toxic, some have unpleasant effects, some of them are quite good, but it's really unless you know what the species are in your particular area where you're living and where you're foraging, there is the potential that you'll pick something that could be quite nasty, could have quite detrimental health effects, and could, in some cases, poison you quite severely. So unless you really know what you're doing, it's probably best to avoid it.
Profesor Summerell juga seorang ahli patologi tanaman dan jamur dan telah membantu mendeskripsikan lebih dari 120 spesies jamur yang baru dan menerbitkan lebih dari 150 artikel, jurnal, buku, dan bab buku. Ia mengatakan beberapa orang telah meninggal di Australia selama beberapa tahun terakhir karena memakan jamur yang beracun.
Somebody was to mistakenly eat a death cap mushroom, there is a potential of ending up having to die from eating that mushroom. Most of the cases where we see people go into emergency wards in hospitals, it's usually a stomach poisoning and they just need treatment over a number of days and then they will recover quite well. So it can vary quite a lot between the different species.
Ada sekitar 1/4 juta spesies jamur unik di Australia. Profesor Summerell mengatakan hal ini membuat identifikasi spesies beracun menjadi sebuah pengetahuan yang sangat terspesialisasi.
There's a range of different species that are dangerous. Some of them are species that have come in from overseas, like the death cap mushroom, some of the other fly agarics and the like. There are also some native species which look maybe like an oyster mushroom, particularly the ghost mushroom, and they can be quite nasty in that if you eat them, you may have a nasty episode of nausea, of diarrhea, stomach complaints that could end up sending you to hospital.
Jamur topi mematikan atau Amanita pallidis ditemukan di Tasmania, Victoria, Australia Selatan, dan wilayah ibu kota Australia. Di Tasmania, Cortinarius irtoxicus menyebabkan gagal ginjal yang memerlukan dialisis. Jenis-jenis serupa juga dapat ditemukan di Victoria, namun belum diidentifikasi secara resmi. Mr. Bonetto, yang merupakan instruktur mencari makan terdaftar di Kehutanan New South Wales atau Forestry Cooperation New South Wales, mengatakan bahwa untuk membedakan jamur yang dapat dimakan dari jamur yang beracun, Anda perlu dengan yakin mengidentifikasi ciri-ciri spesifiknya yang terkadang tidak terlihat atau membingungkan dari spesies yang lebih muda atau lebih tua. Oleh karena itu, penting didampingi oleh seorang ahli pada saat memasuki hutan.
For people who have never done edible mushrooms before, it is advised to go with someone who can teach them. You can get a lot of information on the internet, on YouTube, but nothing beats the actual education that you will receive by walking with someone with knowledge on location, asking the question, mushroom in hand, how to differentiate the edible from the not edible.
Mr. Bonetto mengatakan, setelah Anda mengetahui tempat-tempat aman di suatu daerah, maka Anda akan tetap aman. Masalahnya adalah ketika memasuki wilayah baru yang belum pernah Anda kunjungi sebelumnya, karena banyak jenis yang tampak serupa dan membingungkan. Profesor Somrell mengatakan, penting juga untuk tidak memetik jamur yang sudah membusuk.
The main concern, obviously, is to make sure that you don't pick something that's going to poison you. You know, the quality of the mushroom can be important. If it started to break down a little bit and to decay, sometimes you can get bacterial infections in your stomach, which can cause a gastrointestinal problem. So you just need to be careful about those as well. And some people are often allergic to various different species, depending on their own personal circumstances. So all of these things need to be taken into account to make sure that you're not going to be end up feeling very unwell.
Bagi pecinta jamur, penting untuk mengetahui kapan musim jamur itu dimulai. Cuaca yang lebih sejuk dan basah sangat cocok bagi jamur untuk tumbuh di alam liar. Demikianlah dijelaskan oleh Mr. Bonetto.
Mushroom season starts around mid-March and it goes to mid-June, depending on conditions, depending on locations. In Victoria, it starts a little bit earlier, New South Wales a bit later. In South Australia, it's a bit later as well. As a generic rule, Easter time is the time when the mushroom will be available.
Setiap negara bagian dan teritori di Australia mempunyai peraturan berbeda mengenai cara mencari jamur. Jadi penting untuk mengetahui peraturan di daerah Anda.
In New South Wales, we are allowed to harvest pine mushrooms in state forests, but that is not the case in other states. In Western Australia, you are not allowed to harvest mushrooms, whether they're native or exotics. In South Australia, you're not allowed. In Victoria, it's frowned upon.
Namun tidak ada larangan untuk mencari dan memakan jamur di properti pribadi.
Regulation change as well. So become aware of the current regulation in your local area. Call your local land services that will help you. Your local council might have some knowledge and be aware of the ethics and the legalities of the practice is critical. That said, please remember if you have a private property or if you have a friend with a property, then you can harvest mushrooms without any regulation applied.
Demikianlah tadi sebuah laporan dari Australia Explain mengenai mencari dan memakan jamur di Australia. Jika Anda atau teman Anda merasa tidak sehat setelah mengkonsumsi jamur, hubungilah Pusat Informasi Racun dimanapun Anda berada pada nomor 131-126. Laporan ini disusun oleh Ciara Pasano untuk Australia Explain dan disampaikan oleh Ricky Kusumo.
Anda ingin mendengar cerita-cerita seperti ini? Dengarkan di Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify, atau dimanapun Anda mendapatkan podcast Anda.
Need a few minutes to reset? Great Minds is a podcast from SBS that guides you through different meditation styles from around the world. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.